Mini episode 1929 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1929 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the British comedy Friday Night Dinner, which can be streamed on Hoopla. Here's our top five spoiler-free notes about this program. Number 5. Originally shown on Channel 4 in the UK, this unique show has a distinct format. Every episode, with one exception, is set at the suburban North London house of Jackie and Martin Goodman on a Friday evening when their two young adult sons, Adam and Johnny, join them for a Shabbat dinner. Martin's eccentricities are always part of the backdrop, as are the constant pranks that Adam and Johnny play on each other. Number 4. Sometimes there are guests involved and they do nothing but escalate the comedic tension. Jackie's mother and her buffoonish boyfriend, Martin's truly awful mother, Jackie's best friend with a midlife crisis, Adam and Johnny's revolving door of girlfriends, many of whom peace out after meeting the family, and other drop-ins take the comedy up several notches. Number 3. There is one constant drop-in in every episode. The lonely and somewhat creepy next-door neighbor Jim, who has a crush on Jackie, rings the doorbell in every episode and inserts himself into the proceedings and always hints, to no avail, that he would love to stay for dinner. Oh, and every time that he comes over, he always brings his gigantic dog with him, so there's that. Number 2. The cast may not be widely known to American audiences, but it is sublime indeed. Tamsin Gregg, the late great Paul Ritter, Simon Bird, Tom Rosenthal, Mark Heap, and Tracy Ann Oberman are the most prominent of the great talents on the show. Number 1. The writing and acting come together to provide a truly fun watch. The dialogue is very well written, and every actor on this show has great comedic timing and delivery, so they maximize the gold that is written for them. There are 6 seasons of 6 half-hour episodes each, with an additional special, so it's a very light lift and filled with laughs. We recommend it highly. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.